This is Radio Islam. Let's go. Faisal Patel is on Twitter at Faisal Patel 143.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome back to the early morning Sunday show, and it is time for our tech show with Brother Faisal Patel. Brother Faisal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to you, Sister Nisa, and to the wonderful listeners of Radio Islam International.
Well, we have quite a mixed bag today, and I'm quite happy to see that, because it's nice to talk about the different things that make up tech in the world that we live in today. So we're going to start off with Samsung, and they've come up with the S21, S21 Plus. Tell us a little bit more.
Yes, this was absolutely exciting. Remember, the past week was also the Consumer Electronics Show, so Samsung showcased some of their products there as well. But the big one that everybody was waiting for was the launch of the Galaxy range, and that happened on Thursday. Now, I was supposed to go to Samsung's head office on Friday to play around with the phones, but they did inform me that they will be sending me a review unit soon, so inshallah, I will share it with our listeners. So, a lot of excitement about the Samsung Galaxy S range. Remember, as I mentioned, they did have a phenomenal consumer electronic show, and they've now taken innovation to the next level by unveiling the Galaxy S21 range of smartphones at the Unpacked 2021 event. That's what it's called. So they unveiled three new smartphones. So for those that don't know, it includes the S21, the S21 Plus, and the Galaxy S21 Ultra. So just give you some details on this. Everything I mentioned is on my website, so you can check it out there at faisalpatel.com, or also known as Wired to Tech. So the new Galaxy S21, S21 Plus, and S21 Ultra sport an overall design and refreshed camera system. So that's everything in a nutshell. But to go into more details, and let's go on to the S21 Plus. This particular device features a 6.2-inch display, while the Galaxy S21 Plus gets a larger 6.7-inch panel. And then both smartphones get full HD Plus dynamic AMOLED panels with HDR10 Plus certification and adaptive 120Hz refresh rate support. We were speaking about the refresh rate. I think that's very, very important, especially when you are in gaming and you're doing a lot of tasks at hand. Now, the handsets come with 8 gigs of RAM coupled with up to 256 gigs of internal storage, while the S21 packs a 4000 mAh battery and the S21 Plus houses a larger 4800 mAh battery. And then coming on to the camera system, both phones come with dual camera setups, and that includes a 12 megapixel wide angle lens, a 12 megapixel ultra wide angle lens, and a 64 megapixel telephoto lens. And then up front, both smartphones get a 10 megapixel selfie camera. And then like the previous generation Galaxy S20 devices, all smartphones in the Samsung Galaxy S21 will offer 5G connectivity. And then the flagship of the range is the Ultra. That's the big one, and it's a big phone. So let's go on to some of these stats. It's got a massive 6.8-inch edge QHD Plus dynamic AMOLED display. The panel is HDR10 Plus certified and comes in with an adaptive 120Hz refresh rate. And it also comes with 16 gigs of RAM, 512 gigs of onboard storage, and then under the hood there is a massive 5000 mAh battery with support for fast charging. And then the Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra sports a quad camera array. That means there's four cameras consisting of a 108 megapixel wide angle lens, a 12 megapixel ultra wide angle camera, two 10 megapixel telephoto lens, and then there's a 40 megapixel selfie snapper. So you can just see a lot of enhancement done with the camera. It also boasts support for Wi-Fi 6E. Now, I don't want to go too much into this, but Wi-Fi 6E is a new Wi-Fi standard that's being unveiled in many, many other phones, and that's a topic for another day. The S21 Ultra is also compatible with the S Pen, and that's a very big jump. The S Pen was only compatible with the Notes at the moment, that Samsung's Galaxy Note, but now you can use the S Pen even with the Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra, and it will be available in two models. That's the S Pen, in the S Pen and the S Pen Pro. Now, the South African versions of all three smartphones are powered by the Samsung Exynos 2100 chipset, which is far more power efficient than the previous generation chips. And then taking the cue from Apple, and I knew this was coming, a lot of people were speculating and obviously guessing as well, Samsung has also omitted charging adapters and headphones from the packaging of its new smartphones. So if you buy the new S21, you're not going to get no charger and you're not going to get no headphones. You'll get a cable, but no charger. So some people were asking me on Instagram and on Twitter, how do you charge it? Well, these devices charge wirelessly, so you can buy yourself a wireless charger, but they're not including it anymore as well. And then they also unveiled the Galaxy Buds Pro. These are noise-canceling earbuds with a new design that combines elements of the open-type Galaxy Buds. I did share a picture of the old ones on my Twitter handle, so you can check that out as well. And then the Galaxy Buds, Samsung says, are a more ergonomic form factor, one that offers better sound quality, reduces contact on your ear and looks less protrusive. Protrusive means it doesn't look like you know, from a Star Trek movie or that kind of stuff. And then finally, I think this is also very exciting. It's a new product that Samsung unveiled. I think more people should use this as well. You do get the non-Samsung version. They introduced a product called the Smart Tag and Smart Tag Plus. So these are small Bluetooth battery-powered trackers that help locate lost items like keys, your phone, pets, anything else you routinely misplace or would like to attach a tag to. So it's like a little keyring, you can attach it to anything. And similar to Tile, the other version is called Tile, the Smart Tag locates a lost item with Samsung's Smart Things app. So if you got it on your handbag, and if you got this app, you can actually locate your handbag. And then Samsung also announced a Galaxy Smart Tag Plus, which will use its ultra-wideband in order to communicate with your device. And customers, this is exciting, customers who pre-order any of the new Galaxy S21 smartphones will receive a Galaxy Smart Tag for free. Now, coming on to colors and availability, I think this is where a lot of people want to know what the story is. These three new devices will be available in the following colors: Phantom Violet, Phantom Grey, Phantom White, and Phantom Pink. That's for the S21. And then the S21 Plus, Phantom Silver, Phantom Black, and Phantom Violet. And then the Ultra will have Phantom Silver and Phantom Black. Now, coming on to the prices, Sister Nisa, obviously we know that it's not going to be cheap, so it will be subsidized by the service providers if you do take it on contract. They're now going for 36 months, so the phone becomes slightly cheaper. But if you do have a load of cash in your wallet and in your bank account, then maybe you can think about buying a kit. Pardon?
I said, please tell me if you have a load of cash.
Well, I don't. I'm actually scraping the bottom of the barrel at the moment. We're all waiting for payday. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's been a long month, and we covered the story in the normal news bulletin saying that if you got paid on the 24th, you would have had to wait almost 40 days to get paid. So, yeah, a lot of us are waiting for that payday. But coming on to prices, the Galaxy S21 starts from 17,999. So that's the S21 standard. The Galaxy S21 Plus, 21,499. And the Galaxy S21 Ultra, 27,999. So 28,999 for that one. And I must just add that these phones do not come with a micro SD slot any longer. So you won't be able to put a micro SD card, and that's unfortunately, so you can't increase the capacity of it. So I will be, inshallah, getting a review model of this particular device, and I will share some pictures with our listeners and also do a review on it so you can get a better idea of what the phone is. But it looks exciting. The most exciting thing for me, you know, besides all the other features, is they've now taken the camera array, that's the where the camera pump is, and it now blended it with the phone, so it looks part of the phone. It looks absolutely stunning. So have a look at the article. It's on my website at faisalpatel.com, also known as Wired to Tech.
All right, so we've gone through those, and now we're talking computers, and we're talking the Lenovo, who've unveiled their thinnest ThinkPad ever.
Yeah, one of the things that Junaid Karsani asked me during my interview last week with regards to, you know, how students can choose a laptop and that kind of stuff, especially with school start, they've extended that deadline. Obviously, it's on our website, so listeners can read that story on our website about school being opened up a little later. It's on the 15th of February. But now coming on to different makes of computers, we know you've got Apple and you've got Dell and you've got Asus and even Lenovo. So what they've now done is they've unveiled the thinnest ThinkPad ever. And this is called the ThinkPad X1 Titanium Yoga. So it's covered in titanium material. It's just over 11 millimeters thin and features a 3.2 ratio 13.5 inch low power display. So you can see it is quite cool. It includes Dolby Vision HDR support and Dolby Atmos speaker system. And Lenovo also announced the ThinkPad X1 Carbon Gen 6 and Yoga X1 Yoga Gen 6 have been completely redesigned. You can read this article on my website as well, faisalpatel.com. Now, these particular ones, the ThinkPad X1 Carbon Gen 9 and X1 Yoga Gen 6 have been completely redesigned. They now boast improved user experiences built around all new 16:10 aspect ratios with low blue light feature, which is very important, integrated fingerprint reader on power button and a new computer vision experience. And other features, the new models join the X1 Fold and the Ultra Light X1 Nano announced last September. So they complete the comprehensive 5G ready 3 premium ThinkPad X1 portfolio. That's from Lenovo. And then coming on to some other aspects and some other accessories, the smart docks powered by Microsoft Azure Sphere further enhances functionality by providing remote capabilities for updates, device management and port status, monitoring without interrupting end user productivity and without need for a PC to be connected. So available across the entire ThinkPad lane is the latest update of the Lenovo Commercial Vantage, so you can check that out as well. So just to conclude on this, the new version 1.3 brings with it new and improved layout and user interface, making it for users to control and customize the unique hardware features built into the device and for IT admins to better manage the user experience. So for those that are looking for a good laptop and a thin laptop, something that's not heavy, that won't break your back as far as financially is concerned, and also, you know, to get a heavy device in your backpack, then maybe Lenovo range, the ThinkPad range, something that you can look at. I did review one. You can check out my YouTube channel there as well. So if Apple or Asus or many of the other brands may be beyond your price range, maybe Lenovo is something you can look at. But just to conclude on this particular story, Sister Nisa, I told Junaid Karsani that if you're buying a laptop, don't buy it just for the sake of buying because you need one and because you want the cheapest one. This particular product, especially a laptop, is an investment and it should last you for a while. And you know, you don't want to upgrade, you may not be able to upgrade to newer models. So buy something that will last and can do tasks, everything from using it for studying, so your even maybe your parents can use it for their business or for your home business, and you can even use it for gaming as well. So rather spend a little bit more, but get a good laptop that will last you for a long time.
All right. I think that's something that when people are buying laptops, you really need to. I mean, I had to buy one. I think you remember I spoke to you about it
for my
daughter. Yes. And it took me quite a while, but I eventually settled on one, or she settled on one, and alhamdulillah, she's happy with it. And I know it's something that will take us, you know, until her schooling is over. Because there's lots of, you know, different things that you have to take into consideration, especially when a child is homeschooled. But let's move on. Ninu Perfumes, the showcases the world's first smart perfume. Tell us about that.
This is one of the exciting things about CES. I mean, you see so many innovative and new products. I mean, the concept designs, and you know, there was so much to write about because I was invited to CES this year. Well, it was a virtual event. I would have loved to go to Las Vegas, but inshallah, maybe next year, and I can attend this. But One of the products that grabbed my attention was a perfume, and Nino is calling it the world's first smart perfume. So a lot of people have been asking, what is the smart perfume? So imagine having a different perfume for different occasions, all at the tap of a button on your smartphone. Yes, and I know a lot of people think, but that's ridiculous. How is it going to happen? Well, let me explain to you quickly. So stop imagining, because one company has just done that. They've really actually made it. The person that I actually spoke to and gave me the details of the story, his name is Marko Mečević. He is the founder of Nino Perfumes, and he has invented what he calls the world's first smart perfume. The smart perfume was showcased at the Consumer Electronics Show. That's over now. It ran from the 11th to the 14th of January. So basically what he says, leveraging the latest technological advancements, Nino honors the tradition and builds on a millennia-old heritage, combining three different high-quality fragrances in a single high-tech design. Now, remember, Sister Nisa, just to give the listeners an example, and maybe we can talk about this, is that when you go for Salah or you go for Juma, you put on Attar. You go for an interview, you're going to put on a different scent altogether, maybe a non-alcoholic one, not Attar. And maybe when you're going to a wedding, you're going to use something else. Now, imagine having all these three in just one particular bottle, and you can control it with your smartphone to change it anytime. That's what I'm actually talking about. So he says, our mission is to give vibrance and new dimension to your everyday. The way you feel has a profound impact on your well-being and your attitude towards the world. Now he says the connected device is capable of fusing ingredients of the perfume, so you can change the scent with every spray. So imagine you can change everything with just one button, right? And he says, imagine having hundreds of scents in the palm of your hand. Now, this is high-tech perfume. Embark on a perfume fusion journey guided by the AI perfume master Pia. So the AI feature in the phone, the assistant, the AI assistant is called Pia. It sounds a lot of French, you know, Pierre. So he will take care of your every wish, just a few simple taps on your phone. You will have full control of your scent, too strong for work, tone it down, feeling excited, add an exotic note. And he says when the perfume starts running out, Pierre, this AI assistant, will even notify you to restock, and there are more than a million different fragrances to choose from. And he told, well, myself in an email, that while Nino Perfume is the prototype phase, the company is starting to gather pre-orders in March via crowdfunding, with mass production planned to start in the second half of this year. So just to quickly how it works, so they put a little bottle that is a smart bottle, and you're going to put your perfumes in there. I don't know how it works at the moment. He hasn't given me much details. And this can be then connected to your smartphone. And then once you have it on your smartphone, then you can then, you know, adjust it, you know, whichever way you want, and you can choose whichever spray you want. So you can check out that story on my website as well. It's faisalpatel.com.
Very, very interesting, and the canisters look very, very smart. They look like small little bullets.
It's quite exciting. I mean, I wouldn't mind having something like that, because sometimes you're going to a presser, sometimes you're going to work, sometimes you're coming home and going for Salah, and all you have to do is just carry this one bottle with you and got all your scents. And like you said, it's having different scents. You can have hundreds of scents in one particular bottle. So he did promise me a review unit when it is finally launched in March. So when I get it, inshallah, we will share a lot more about it with our listeners.
All right, inshallah. That's very, very interesting. I like the design of the canister. I'm looking at it right now, and it's very interesting to see how they've actually created this. Very innovative as well. All right, we're moving on, and now we're looking at the whole WhatsApp saga. And WhatsApp's actually brought haven't gone through as they've decided to, because of the number of people who are actually leaving WhatsApp.
Yeah, you know, I've got a lot of questions about this, Sister Nisa, and I thought maybe it's good that we actually touch on it again. But this time I'm going to give listeners a little bit more information. So this will be podcasted in case you miss it. But just to give you the background of what you mentioned, they have now announced it won't enforce the planned update to its data sharing policy until the 15th of May 2021. So it's still going to happen, but they're giving you some time to review this policy and then decide whether you're comfortable or not. And remember, in a blog post, they say that personal messages had always been encrypted. They want to say it would remain private. And they say we are now moving back to the date on which people will be asked to review, accept the terms. No one will have their account suspended or deleted on February 8th. We are also going to do a lot more to clear up the misinformation around how privacy and security on WhatsApp works. So they're answering all those questions for you. So you've got up until the 15th of May to actually accept that. You don't have to worry about February 8th being the deadline and you're unable to use WhatsApp. But I want to share something with our listeners. I think it's very important considering that the number of questions that I got. So let's start off first. It's normal for companies to update the terms and conditions. We all know that. Any company that you or any website you go, they always update the terms and conditions. And now let's understand that this has been positioned as an ultimatum to users, persuading people to look more deeply into it. That's when the February 8th deadline was there. Now, a lot of scrutiny on the extent of the permissions you have to give. That's why WhatsApp has decided to extend this deadline. People have to give up a lot more. And this has created also a lot of fear. Some of it is justified, but some of it was also overblown. People took it to a different level. Now, let's understand that it's not the extent of the information that is being shared, but rather that the information can be combined with the information that Facebook is collecting about you. See, WhatsApp has to know what your contact number is because you subscribe to it. Signal strength, this is part of the new data that's been collected. Now, included in that is your time zone, your network operator, internet service provider, and battery level, among other data. This is some of the things they do collect. And then when combined with your Facebook data, it creates a picture of your habits, your behavior, and your life. And when combined with Facebook, you now can know a lot about someone's personality. Now, all this information will be packaged and analyzed and shared with advertisers to target people better. And then Facebook says it is the business use of WhatsApp. But how do you know? How do you as an individual know that you are engaging with a business or with an individual? You don't know that. And the bottom line is, we don't know how that information will be used. So even if it's February 8th, or May 15th, you don't know. So should people be concerned and will WhatsApp be able to access WhatsApp messages? The content of the messages is not something to be concerned about. That we must understand. Unless you are involved in criminal activity, law enforcement can petition the owners of the app to divulge the messages. The content of every WhatsApp message is encrypted, so and cannot be read by anybody else except, especially not by Facebook, to target advertising. We do have the right, rather, to be concerned about the external information for advertisers to target us. And then advertisers targeting us, not only about selling products, remember this is very important, but also to push a political message. Facebook, remember, was involved in the scandal in the Cambridge Analytica debacle, information which was not supposed to be collected and used to target people. So are Signal and Telegram better? Signal and Telegram are a lot safer in terms of the information they collect and in terms of security. Signal in particular is designed to get around some of the privacy issues that WhatsApp and Facebook are allowing. It was developed by a former employee of WhatsApp. Now, the intention for Signal was to avoid the privacy debacle that WhatsApp is allowing. The one huge benefit of Signal is that it doesn't automatically access your contacts list, which all other popular messaging apps do, aside from Telegram. Now, Telegram is the best, followed by Signal, and is also WickerMe, WickerMe, which is geared towards ensuring privacy and security because you are paying for it. So all other apps, particularly those owned by Facebook and Google, are more intrusive because they are free, where they can provide your user information to advertisers, and that's how they make their money. When you are paying for an app, the advertising issue goes away. Signal in particular, there is an intention to prevent privacy issue. So what should people do? Delete WhatsApp or stay? If all your contacts are on WhatsApp, by leaving WhatsApp, you will lose touch with all of them. Remember that, right? Try to start using WhatsApp less. Use other platforms, see which of your contacts are using them, and move your communication slowly over to these apps. It also means less of your behavior can be aggregated by Facebook. And just to conclude on this, how do we protect ourselves? Your privacy is being exposed to every website that you use. So if you're using the internet, use incognito mode on the browser, which most browsers have. By selecting this means no cookies are being planted on your browser. And I don't mean ginger biscuits and muddy biscuits. That's not cookies. So cookies are little pieces of information that tells advertisers what you have been doing and where you have been going and allowing them to target you. So that's what cookies is. So to clear the cookies, always clear your cookies all the time on your phone, tablet, and computer. Please, I urge you to do that. And then finally, Signal and Telegram can be used on your computer like WhatsApp as well. So we got until the 15th of February. You've heard what I've had to say. This will be podcasted. You can decide then what you want to do. At the end of the day, the choice is yours.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I think also, if you're going to come off WhatsApp and use one of the other apps, if they ever get sold or bought by another company, you still become the product anyway. So, and if you're on Instagram and Facebook, your data, your habits are still being studied. So would that mean coming off both of those apps if you're going to come off WhatsApp too?
Yeah, you see, the thing is, and I did put it up in there, is that whenever you get in free app, Sister Nisa, these people are giving it to you for free. So they want something in return. And the thing they're taking in return is your data. But once you start paying for an app, the money they're making is from the money that you're paying for an app. So the app becomes more secure. So that's the bottom line. If you pay for an app like WeCoMe, your privacy and your data is secure. But if you get free apps like WhatsApp and many others, then you know that certain things is going to be shared. So look, like I said, the listeners can listen to this podcast and they can decide from there, inshallah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, inshallah. All right, and then the last thing we're looking at is cars, and we're looking at Toyota upgrades the Hiace and the Quantum models. What does that mean for our taxi industry?
Ah, this is very exciting. So what Toyota South Africa has done, they've upgraded the driver car to the SES Fikile Commuter. That's this minibus taxi, which says it provides additional protection for the driver against possible COVID-19 transmissions. So all Hiaces, SES Fikile models produced from October 2020 onwards are fitted with the standard card to prevent, you know, the driver from getting COVID-19. It's called the COVID-19 driver card. And then the other range they're talking about is the Quantum range, now sports added comfort and convenience features along with the exterior upgrades on selected models. The GL bus inherits a 16-inch alloy wheels and also replacing the previously employed steel versions. So that's quite exciting, which also standardizing the wheel size between 11 and 14-seater models. So a new upgraded rear view mirror, I think for the taxi industry, very important. It incorporates an auto dimming function, electrochromatic. That is very exciting. We spoke about this, where, you know, the screen becomes from light to dark, as well as reverse camera display. Very important. The newly added reverse camera provides drivers with a clear view behind the vehicle, offering improved visibility while also promoting safety. And in the panel, van and crew cab derivatives do benefit from the auto dimming rear view mirror and reverse camera upgrade. I think that's very exciting. And in the model lineup rationalization, based on market response and customer feedback, Toyota South Africa have reduced the number of derivatives with the panel, van and crew cab ranges. So the non-air conditioned models have been discontinued, while the crew cab lineup has been simplified by deleting the rear air-conditioned versions from the lineup. So prices-wise, just coming on there, so it starts off from 535,700 rand for the Quantum 2.8 long-wheelbase panel van 3S, and then 985,600 rand for the Quantum 2.8 long-wheelbase VX Bus 9S. So all models are sold with a 9 services, 90,000 kilometer service plan, and 3-year 100,000 kilometer warranty, and service intervals are set at 12 months or 10,000. Kilometers.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of today's show for the Tech Show, and we'll be back next week, inshallah, Brother Faisal.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Sister Anissa. As I mentioned, the Tech Show is always podcasted. It's available on SoundCloud and also on our website. But if you need to get a hold of me, you can tweet me on at FaisalPatel143. You can also go to Instagram. I'm on Instagram at FaisalPatel143, on Facebook.com/FaisalPatel. And then also on YouTube. This is where I do all the unboxings and all the reviews. I need to grow this channel, so please, I urge you, subscribe to this channel and support it so we can take it to greater heights. I will be reviewing the Samsung Galaxy S21, so look out for that on the YouTube channel. That's Faisal Patel on YouTube. And then if you still want to send me an email, please send me an email at faisal@radioislam.co.za. And once again, jazakallah to all the wonderful people that do send in questions, for all the compliments as well. There's too many to mention, rather, but to one and all, we have sent in messages of support and listening to the Tech Show, enjoying the Tech Show, jazakallah so much to them, and also to you, Sister Nisa, for hosting me every week.
Always my pleasure. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.